Broadcasting live from an Airstream somewhere in Tornado Alley, bringing you the people, places, and stories from the Panhandle to the Red River. This is your Only in Oklahoma show.
Hey, welcome to the show. Today, we're mixing it up just a little bit, all right? We're going to tell you about a new restaurant in a strange land that we found strictly by accident. You know, sometimes when you get off in the turnpike, you might just find a diamond in the rough, and I think we may have found it in Bristow, Oklahoma. I'm Bert.
And I'm Ernie.
Look, I read, I'm like a news guy. I read what the teleprompter says.
Whatever.
But in case you're just tuning in, Harley, if you're Bert and I'm Ernie, that means that we're in a civil union together.
Actually, I think the way we introduced ourselves, you're Bert and I'm Ernie.
Is that like top or bottom? No. I don't know. I love Sesame Street. I love the Muppets. I'm not politically affiliated with any of those, but here we are.
Yes. So we had an adventure this weekend.
I think you said it right. I think you can almost do too much. We tried to cram a lot in and we tried to do a lot in separate cars, but we did manage to break bread together once.
We did. And yeah. I think we're going to give people a breakdown of our breaking bread.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe take a trip to the beach.
To the beach.
Right after this.
All right, six goes into seven. One is... God, I'm so frustrated. I'm scared to death. I'm an independent contractor, and I don't want to get punched in the jimmy by the IRS.
Brett, why don't you give our buddy Justin over at the Holiday Tax Group a call? One of their specialties is tax preparation and planning. And then on top of that, if you have a run-in with the IRS, they're going to have your back.
Perfect. But how do I find them?
You can reach them at holidaytaxgroup.com. And if the independent contractor thing works out for you, they also do estate planning. So they got you back on that one as well.
Oh, thank goodness. Thanks for the advice. That's holidaytaxgroup.com. Holiday with two L's.
So today we are talking about the Beach House in Bristow, Oklahoma.
Two words that are not synonymous, but until now.
Yeah. So we were scrambling. No, we weren't scrambling. We were trying to find someplace off the beaten path, and we accomplished that.
We did, and we managed to avoid a toll road to find it. The Beach House, Bristow, Oklahoma. Smack dab on, I don't know where you would put it, but
it's on the mother road. It's on Route 66.
It's on Route 66. You know, they've got a really good story because I had a chance to talk to the owner. They started showing calves and doing farmers market. What?
Calves? Or yeah. Calves? Like they were calves. Showing their calves?
Calves.
Like, ooh.
See, calves. There's a difference. Calves and calves. They were showing calves. I show calves occasionally, but they started off kind of, they showed livestock. They weren't in the restaurant business.
Right.
Not until 2010. It became kind of, they were part of the Bristow farmers market scene, if there is a scene, kind of peddling their wares of, you know, farm to table stuff like fruits and veggies and fresh meats.
Right. And the Beach House itself, the restaurant opened in 2013 following the buy local and farm to table model.
Which is kind of weird because when you think of those, when you use pronouns like that, you think of hoity-toity, you know, upper crust society. This is small town America, man.
No, this is the quintessential greasy spoon.
Yes.
Hole-in-the-wall restaurant?
But I don't think so.
No?
I think, you know, we took a look around.
We did.
I'm not saying that all greasy spoons can't be, you can't have a clean greasy spoon with friendly service and clean bathrooms, but this place, it was a well-thought-out restaurant. Neatly kept, everything, nice decorations, a nice little bar area.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
I still don't think that you can't say that it's a hole-in-the-wall kind of location. It's one of those places that's, it's not necessarily out of place, but it's a small community and it's at the end of the strip.
It really is. And the only other restaurant that would even kind of come close to it is the Boomerang Diner. And there's a lot of those around. I used to love the Boomerang Diner until I figured out they're kind of like the Hastings of greasy spoons. They're in every small town from here to Timbuktu. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely not disappointed. But here's an interesting fact.
Okay.
This place, the actual location, not the beach house, has been a comfort food location for like 100 years. So it's always been a restaurant of sorts where people would come to get their fried chicken and mashed taters. Also,
yes,
you heard of Bob Wills from the Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys? Texas, there was a country.
I heard of Bob Mills.
Well, yeah, he used to be a working man's friend. He quit saying that.
Yeah, he's no longer the working man's friend.
He got that mole removed and now he's not a freaking working man's friend anymore. Anyway, but Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys used to come by there all the time. It's a fun atmosphere.
It is, and they've got a nice little bar area in the back. They were playing some college football, mm-hmm. which I think is like catnip to Brett.
Yes, it is. I'm always finding myself in a situation where there's college football. Man, that was a hard day. I didn't have a lot of connection to college football, and it was a big Saturday. But this place, I highly recommend it. If you're tiptoeing through, you're looking for something just off the beaten track, which unfortunately the beaten track is the Turner Turnpike. But get off on Bristow and check it out. I mean, I thought the wait staff was friendly.
Okay, before we go any further,
yeah.
the whole exit to Bristow.
Sure.
I've been off the exit of at Bristow before.
Yeah.
And I never made it past the McDonald's that was
I never
right
have
there
either.
Because I didn't think there was anything out there.
Right. And I made the mistake when you said, hey, we're going to Bristow. I didn't get a receipt. So I couldn't hand them the receipt, so I had to fill out this thing. So, yeah, the Bristow exit can be a little confusing for more than one reason. Just off the turnpike. Not just because if you don't go any farther, you don't get to see it all. There's so many cool things down there.
There are. And back to the restaurant, though.
Sure.
The wait staff is super friendly. Here's kind of where I take issue.
Okay.
It was 11 o'clock. It was 11 a.m.
Brunch, technically.
I roll into a restaurant at 11 a.m., I don't expect that the coffee pot's not heated up yet.
Right.
I mean, I'm kind of a coffee all day guy, and I don't feel like I'm in the minority here.
No, I mean, hell, it's evening time, and I just finished off the pot. But, yeah, I think we agree, no, and we're not taking anything away. Let's be honest. I think if you're not prepared to make the coffee at 11, that maybe the coffee game may not be as strong.
No, I agree with that. And, okay, we're just going to tear them up on coffee. Creamer should be served in a creamer container and not in a small plastic thimble thing.
Right.
Bring me out a container of creamer or bring me out the stupid little packets. I don't care.
Mm.
But I really wish that restaurants would kind of up the overall game of the coffee anyway.
Right. It's not just a beach house thing. It's a general, like it seems like unless they're a breakfast all day.
Even those places.
Yeah, even they kind of dropped the
just,
ball.
You know, plain Jane coffee, and I'm all for an espresso, and I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Right. But it's, you know, it's something we're accustomed to, but not everybody, you know, maybe we might be pushing the snob button a little bit. But no, I agree.
Okay.
I mean, I think you got to up at the coffee game. I will say this.
Snob button.
No, but here's the thing.
Jerk.
No, but here's the thing, though. They were nice enough to not turn us away on coffee, even though...
No, I'm not saying anything negative about the waitress or anything like that. I'm just saying, as a general rule,
right.
I own an espresso machine.
Mm-hmm. You do.
They're not that expensive.
I know, but you had to say it. You had to be the guy that says, I have one.
I'm just saying, it's not like it's a $5,000 machine.
I know, but... I kind of like the old flow the waitress approach, is bring out the pot and pour.
And I'm fine with that. If you bring me a little kettle of heavy whipping cream
can
pour into my coffee, I'll drink it.
No. I think you're taking it a little bit. I think you're taking it a little bit far. It's just coffee, man.
Oh, my God, no.
I mean,
the show's over. We're canceling the whole damn thing. It's just coffee?
It is.
No.
It is. I've drank some swill coffee just because it's coffee. But I also don't feel like I have to. I think I drink coffee is more like people drink beer socially. Like, I don't have to have it. I used to think I had to have it every morning. I don't drink it as much anymore.
Anyway,
that's the biggest complaint. Is it really a complaint or just a grievance?
It's a general state of the union. I'm sorry. I don't want to go to Starbucks to get an espresso. Somebody buy an espresso machine. All I'm asking for is a red eye or an Americano.
Oh, God.
Dude, it's not hard.
Get out of
it's
here.
Not hard.
This is not the same guy I met 10 years ago.
Do you know what an Americano
ago.
Is?
No.
It's four shots of espresso and some hot water. That's you, it.
When's the last time you bought bologna? I mean, come on. You have really upped your game. And I don't know if it's a significant win. I'm just saying coffee's coffee, but
you're dead to me.
No, I mean,
okay. You're dead. Let's talk about your selection.
My selection.
From their menu.
Yes.
So we can go ahead and bury you completely.
If you're going to bury me in their mashed potatoes and gravy because they're homemade. You can just tell.
Okay, everything was homemade.
Yes. The chicken fried steak was just like my mom or my grandma would make when I was a kid. Hell, I even told the owner that. Rock solid. Everything was fantastic. I didn't even have the chicken fried steak with the gravy. I had the sandwich with the sriracha mayo. Not a bad touch. The produce was fresh.
Okay,
nice
I want to pull off the turnpike for the fresh veggies here.
Okay, sure.
So Amber had a BLT.
Uh-huh.
Literally had the best tomato that I've had anywhere outside of a farmer's market the day it was picked.
Did it not almost glow with a red hue? It was so freaking red.
Yes, and it wasn't mushy and it wasn't too firm. It was perfect. I mean, like, literally, it would have been the slice of tomato that I would have picked out if I'd had an array of tomato slices in front of me.
And you could also tell when vegetables are on an item and they've been sitting in the window, it's soggy. Everything was crisp. The breads were good. They had homemade rolls. I mean, the works. Tara had the chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes and gravy. It was fantastic. We left our to-go box. I may have to go back and get it.
Gross.
Hell, the kids didn't complain either. So, I mean.
That is a plus. And now I had the Rise and Shine burger with the fries, perfectly prepared egg, but I think the burger was cooked well done. Nobody asked me. And I think that if it would have been a medium well, the juices would have run better. It would have been a perfect burger with an egg. And they kind of lost a point.
I like the marriage of, you know, the garage makes a really good hamburger with an egg. And the yolk and the juice and the blood mixed together and, like, in this gravy. You just want to dip your hamburger in it or your French fries. I was kind of jealous I didn't get the Rise and Shine.
It was awesome. One last thing
sure. That
I get to complain about.
Boy, howdy.
And I don't get this one. I get small town America. You kind of run on your own schedule. Their hours of operation. I'm pretty sure you have to have like a degree in astrology or something to figure out when the moon's right. And it's like 62 pages long.
Well, to be fair, they also do farm work too. So they've got, you know, they've got to keep the wheels greased. So I'm sure their schedule has a little bit to do with having some side hustle going on.
Dude,
there too.
I'm sorry, but figure it out and make it all the same. I don't care if you're open for breakfast, you know, as long as you're open for breakfast at a regular time like this. We're open for breakfast on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and every other 4th of July. As long as it falls on a Wednesday, there was a lot of variations on this.
I know, but and I agree. I'm the guy that doesn't send the food back, so I have a hard time complaining.
I'm not saying
no. Well, I know you're not.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, I get why there might be a little bit of a puzzle.
I get it, but find
a medium,
and make it easy to understand. We have a restaurant here. That does the same thing,
oh, God,
or they do
yes.
a similar thing, but it's always the same. They're
right.
not open on Sundays and Mondays. That's it.
Makes sense, though. Yeah. You get 2 days off.
Everybody gets 2 days off.
And they print money down there. It's not killing them. But that, I think more to the point, if you're somebody, if perchance you're looking to head down to the beach house, you definitely want to check their Facebook page just to make sure you're going to be in that window of opportunity to get that breakfast, or
if you're making a special trip to Bristow to try the beach house, I would say call ahead, because there was a difference between the hours of operation listed on Google and their Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure their Facebook page was the one that was accurate, but yeah. I noticed there was a variation. I was like, that's strange.
Yeah, I think they have on their Facebook page, the on their wallpaper, the background photo is actually the hours of operation, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe I saw it somewhere kind of in an odd placement on their Facebook page. But definitely do some call-ahead seating to make sure you're not ass out, because it's a long drive to the next stop.
Well, I mean, McDonald's is like 12 blocks away, but I wouldn't do that to your family.
They got good coffee.
They do not have good coffee. Stop. Just stop.
It's not bad. I don't know.
No.
For a dollar?
Okay, so back to the beach house. The beach house in Bristow, Oklahoma. I give it like 5 ripe tomatoes. I'd say
no rotten tomatoes.
Check it out.
No rotten tomatoes in it. 5
it
ripe
out.
Tomatoes out of how many?
You know, a bushel.
So you're giving it. So you eviscerate the coffee, and you still give it 5 tomatoes.
I can drink the tea.
Yeah, that's true. I drink the water too. Good water, nice and cold. I don't know what do I give them. Are we going tomato? Is it a tomato meter? This is new.
I didn't know that we were going to do this. I just threw it out there. Now you're going to try to copy me and come up with some other thing like 5 head of steer or something.
I will give them 5 mountain oysters.
Okay, that's disgusting.
But if you get a chance, though, really, go out, check out the beach house in Bristow. Bristow's got a lot of stuff down there, man.
I will say, just buyer beware.
Yeah.
I didn't see a beach anywhere near.
I saw a son of a beach or two. But, yeah, no beach to be seen. Yeah, definitely check them out.
I would agree with that. And while you're checking stuff out, head over to onlyanokshow.com. Give us a like on the Facebooks.
Give us a like. Give us a listen.
Subscribe.
Tell people.
Tell your moms.
Well, it's been the Only and Okay Show. I'm Brett.
And I'm Ernie. And we're out. We'll keep it short. Perfectly prepared. Break my tea in here.